scripturally, Jesus said that greater love hath no man than this, that a man would lay down his life for his friends. And that follows through in the points about home. There's no more loving act that you can do for your fellow brother or your husband or your wife or your children or your parents than to be willing to get rid of all the evil spirits that make up your own personal old man. Mm-hmm. Because that old man is intent on giving those around you life? No, never. It's always going to be death in some way, shape, or form, because the old man is always concerned with me, self. What am I going to get out of this? And that is never giving. The definition, or at least one of the definitions of love that's been used, is love is giving to others things that are life promoting. No old man has ever done that. Because an old man has no capability of giving without concern for self. So being willing to lay down your life, your old man, takes in a lot of different things. It's not just getting rid of the spirits that want to knife someone in the back to make me right and you wrong. It's also learning how to handle certain spirits in your own mind, whether they're doubt spirits or manipulating spirits or fear spirits. When we learn how those particular spirits work in our own mind to make us procrastinate or to be afraid of a relationship with someone, afraid of giving, to use a manipulating spirit to get what I want, when we begin to learn how those things work in our own mind, we're also going to be able to deal with them when they come out of someone else. And not to think that's them, not to think that they hate me, not to think my child is personally attacking me because they voiced a doubt spirit, not to think that my mother or father doesn't love me because they said whatever they said. Because if I learn how to handle those spirits in my own head, I'm gonna recognize them, for one thing, when they come out of someone else. And if I've learned that it's not me, I'm also going to learn it's not them. So I don't have to take it personally. It doesn't have to get back in my mind, become a part of my old man that I have to crucify again. As you grow love and mercy toward your own soul in the process of crucifying your old man, you also learn how to handle love and mercy in dealing with other people's old men. An old man's always going to try to keep you from communicating, and communication is the key to relationships. If there's no communication, there is no relationship. And that's what evil spirits want to stop.